This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. French voters go to the polls this Sunday for the second and final round of their presidential election. European Union officials are already expressing tentative relief. The clear favorite to win is Emmanuel Macron. He's leader of a new center-left party called On the Move. He is intensely pro-EU and seems to beat easily his Eurosceptical rival, at least in the polls. She's the far-right candidate Marine Le Pen. From the European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Bonsoir et bienvenue. Bonsoir Marine Le Pen. Bonsoir.
The last TV debate between Marine Le Pen and Emmanuel Macron was a battle. They disagree vehemently about almost everything, and especially Europe. She's anti-EU, he's staunchly in favour. Law student Baptiste Gonzalez is voting for Macron.
I am supporting Macron because he's pro-European, and I think it's something very important for our country and our future.
Middle-aged office worker Serge Dupont is for Macron too. He would fear for his savings if Le Pen won power and pulled France out of the euro.
D'abord, impensable, déjà, pour moi. Déjà, okay.
It's unthinkable, he says. Markets would tank. The euro's not perfect, but we've done okay out of it. Our future is with the Union. Macron has been the most pro-EU candidate in this election. At his rallies, you see almost as many EU flags as French ones. If, as expected, he wins on Sunday, the EU will have a powerful advocate in the Élysée Palace, says Nathalie Nougeyred, a former editor of Le Monde.
What it means for Europe is that France can stay in the club and work towards strengthening it at a time when we know, with Brexit and with many other political trends on the continent that are worrying, it has to be salvaged.
But while Macron is promising much closer EU integration and many other radical reforms, he may not be able to deliver very much. He would need to win a majority of seats in the legislature in the parliamentary elections in June. Bank analyst Yannick Node says that could be a problem.
His party, On the Move, was created a year ago. It's unlikely that it will be able to have a majority during the general election in June. And therefore, we will need to see a coalition government.
A tricky and time-consuming business in France. The name of Macron's party, On the Move, could prove a trifle optimistic. Macron may not be Europe's salvation. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.